This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We're going to continue our Words and Music series with a performance by Kate and Anna McGarrigle. Critic John Rockwell once described their music as delicate and subtle, so vulnerable and private that you sometimes want to turn your head away. He said it's the natural honesty in both their music and image that allows the sentiment in their love songs to ring so true. Both Kate and Anna write songs, sing, and play piano, guitar, and accordion. The McGarrigles grew up in Quebec and now live just outside of Montreal. They record infrequently and rarely tour. Their first album in 6 years was released over the summer. The McGarrigles first became known through songs recorded by Linda Ronstadt and Maria Moldauer. When the McGarrigles joined us in 1993, they started with a song written by Anna, which became the title track of a popular Linda Ronstadt album. It's a beautiful song and beautifully sung. Thank you both for doing it, Kate and Anna McGarrigle. Now, the song that you just did, Heart Like a Wheel, I think, Anna, that was the first song that you wrote?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem possible to me, you know, to start off with something that good.
Well, it's sort of an awkward little song, but anyway,
why are you calling it awkward?
Well, because it sort of moves, it changes metaphors in the first verse, you know, and it's just, I think it was just kind of written off the top of my head. And I didn't think about what I was doing.
And that's one of the songs that helped establish you commercially, I think, because Linda Ronstadt recorded it. How soon after you wrote it?
I think she recorded it in 1973,
maybe?
70? No, either 74 or 75. I'm not absolutely sure.
There's another singer that helped establish her reputations, you know, as songwriters, and that's Maria Moldauer,
that's
who recorded
right.
some of your songs.
Yes.
And one of those songs was one of your songs, Kate, Mendocino.
No, she didn't.
She didn't record Mendocino?
No,
the work song.
Linda Ronstadt recorded Mendocino later on, but the work song.
Play a few bars of that, the work song.
Right before my blues were blue, when the good old songs were new, songs that may no longer please us, but the darkies about Jesus.
That one.
So, what was it like for you to have other people doing your songs? This was before you had started recording yourself.
Right. It was great. It was truly terrific to have something that you've written come out. I remember Maria Muldaur did this song on the Johnny Carson show, and she said, "I'd like to thank my friend Kate McGarrigle for it," something like that. And I was just
thrilled.
So how did you start performing your own songs after other people started doing them?
On Maria's second record, there was a song she, at this point, what she did, or what her producers did, they said, well, the first record worked so well, let's get some more songs from the same writers. So it was David Nickturn and myself and a bunch of other people. And so I gave her a tape, and she learned this song called Cool River, and they flew me out, and I wasn't sure what song they were doing. They said, come out and play the piano. And I got to the studio, and they were in the session with about six, you know, heavy-duty musicians, and they said, play the piano, please. And I said, I don't know the song. And they said, well, I thought you wrote it. You gave us the tape. I said, no, that's my sister Anna. And they didn't really know about Anna. And they said, well, where is she? I said, in Montreal. And they actually said, do you think she'd come out here if we called her up? And I called you, right? And
I was only too happy to take an airplane. I think I brought my accordion out with me.
And so she came out, and at that point, we'd already changed the range. But since we were both there, we sang backup on her version. And that came out on her second record, Waitress in a Donut Shop. And then Greg Prestipino, who was working, helping her get songs, said, can I bring the girls into the studio since they're both out here? And that all happened in a week. And literally we went in, put down maybe six or seven songs that we had written, not really knowing each other's songs that much. But, you know, Anna had the lyric sheets to my song. She would sing harmony. I'd sing harmony to her songs. That's why we all ended up singing our own songs at the piano.
We're listening to a 1993 concert and interview with Kate and Anna McGarrigle. Their latest album is called Matipedia. We'll hear more after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back to our concert and interview with Kate and Anna McGarrigle. Let me skip ahead a little bit, and let's hear a more recent song than the song we opened with. And Kate, this is one of your songs. It's called I Eat Dinner. Do you want to say anything about writing it, Kate, before we hear it?
Everybody thinks the song's about me, but it's actually about Frida Kahlo. I know Anna says she'll...
The painter?
Yeah.
The painter?
Yeah, there's an excerpt in the biography of her by Hayden Herrera, saying where she's between husbands and lovers, or somebody's left her, or at this point two people have left her, and she writes a letter to a friend saying, for the first time in my life, I'm having dinner by myself at the kitchen table, without any candles on it. I mean, it was the vision, because this woman had her life full. And
so Kate said, let me see now. I haven't got anybody in my life right now. I have a very pokey little kitchen with a little round table. And I just happened to have a daughter. So, but it was, I think, Kate says it's not really about her, but I think it is.
I don't eat leftovers.
That's true.
Why don't we hear the song?
Never thought that I'd end up this way. I who love the sparks. Never thought my hair'd be turned into gray. It used to be so dark, so potatoes. No more candlelight, no more romance, no more small talk when the hunger's gone. When the hunger's gone. I eat dinner at the kitchen table and I wash it down. Leftovers with mashed potatoes. No more candlelight, no more romance, no more small talk when the hunger stops. When the
the kitchen table with my daughter, who is now 17. We eat leftovers with mashed potatoes. No more candlelight, no more romance, no more small talk when the plate is clean. No more candlelight, no more romance, no more small talk when the hunger is gone. 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 When the hunger is gone.
Kate and Anna McGarrigle, what a wonderful song. And I guess maybe, Kate, it's a little bit about you and a little bit about Frida Kahlo.
Well, yes, I suppose so.
I want to get back to where we were before, that you hadn't started performing together till after you recorded backup vocals for Maria Muldaur. I imagine as kids you sang and performed, or at least in the house together?
Yeah, we actually, I mean... our father thought it very important that we know how to sing and play. I don't know why, but our parents played at parties for people. I mean, like, they weren't professional musicians, but my mother had a very lovely singing voice, and he would always accompany her, and they'd sing, you know, party songs, kind of. And he was very, very musical. Our father was very musical. And he would teach us songs, and which we thought were dreadfully boring at the time, but he'd actually say, you know, I'll give you a nickel if you learn this song, or something like that. But he found it very important to teach us what he knew, the songs that he knew.
What kind of songs did you think of as boring that he taught you?
The stuff that he liked really was stuff that was pre. So my father's born in 1899. Our father's born in 1899. So he was in the first war. So in a way, there was a whole period in there of kind of sentimental ballads of people going away. And a lot of them not coming back. I mean, my mother remembering her mother crying because her brother was killed at Passchendaele. And that kind of, and there were many songs that we heard later, like an old John McCormick records and stuff, but mostly American songs that had to do with people going away, I guess because of that war. That was the first kind of war, which included Stephen Foster songs and that kind of stuff.
Do you think that's responsible at all for the melancholy strain in so many of your songs?
Absolutely. We were explaining last night, we sang a song, I should say in the context of the tour that we're on, a song called Gentle Annie by Stephen Foster. And I sort of said this was the first song I remember my father playing or hearing. And of course, he taught it to us. And Kate sort of jokingly said other people had songs, you know, sort of happy sort of children's songs. And I said we always had songs about death. But I mean, we were an incredibly happy family. Nobody is really sad in our family. I think we're all sort of fairly well adjusted. And
there's a new song that you have that's very much in the kind of folk ballad tradition. It even uses a lot of phrases from traditional ballads. I think this would be a good time to ask you to sing it. Which of you wrote it?
I wrote it. Anna wrote it. And I call it Appalachian Dream, and it's about growing up in the Laurentians and dreaming about Appalachia.
And when did you write this?
In the last month and a half.
And let's hear it. This is a song by Anna McGarrigle. Anna is on guitar and vocals, and Kate is on vocals and banjo.
Yes, I must also want to say that it's kind of all a tribute to some people who were in our lives, not who we didn't really know necessarily or know well, but like the mention, there's Pete Seeger, who's kind of like the Bells of Rimney, and Johnny Carignan, who was a fiddler who plays the Hangman's Reel, and various people like that we knew as when we were teenagers, that loomed very large in our lives of the songs they sang and the music they played.
Let's hear it. This is Appalachian Dream.
Played about the silver maples, the balsams and the skies. We pop the heads of dandelions, assuming roles from nursery rhymes. Rested on a river bank, we grew up by and by. We grew up by and by. Frail my heart apart and play me little shady grove. Ring the bells of Rimney till they ring inside my head forever. Bounce the bow, rock the gallows for the hangman's reel. And wake the devil from his dream.
That's Appalachia Dream, as performed in our studio by Kate and Anna McGarrigle in 1993. We'll return to their performance after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back with Kate and Anna McGarrigle.
Some of your songs seem pretty personal. And Kate, let me ask you this. You were married to Loudon Wainwright for a while.
That's right, yeah.
And he's the father of your daughter.
And my son.
And your son. Mm-hmm. And he writes very personal songs, too. And some of those songs seem to be about you.
The earlier, nastier ones, to be honest.
Right. How do you feel about that?
I just got asked this recently. Well, you know, I kind of have trouble sometimes separating Loudon the person from Loudon the songwriter.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's a brilliant songwriter, especially when he's writing nasty songs about people. I mean, that's really where he's at his best. So he's really turned out some very good, nasty songs about me. And sometimes I think I had to pull way back, you know. I mean, I think, I guess. It's... But now I see that he kind of writes songs about my kids. And, I don't know. I mean, I think Loudon just likes or has to write songs about people who are, you know, who are around him.
Did you ever try to write a nasty song about him?
I don't have that kind of heart. No, wit.
Yeah, I think Kate makes herself more sort of like the victim rather than she doesn't go after the person so much. So it's kind of sweeter what comes out.
Let me ask you to close with another song from
Heartbeats. accelerating.
Heartbeat's accelerating. And the song is Love Is. Before you perform it for us, this is a song that was written by both of you and
our sister,
your
Jane.
Other sister, Jane. Mm-hmm. How did you collaborate on it?
Anna and Janie wrote this. I actually wrote one line.
She wrote the best line.
And wasn't it generous of them to give you credit?
Very generous. I thank them very much. I really do.
Anna, anything about how the song is written?
No, one day I went to Jane's house. I said, let's write a song. I started writing it. And then when she got off the telephone, she contributed
she's our manager.
A chord change. And then she went back and I just continued. So it was a collaboration.
And who's playing what on this?
Kate is playing the nylon string guitar. And
singing backup?
That's right, singing backup. And I'm playing the piano and singing.
Lead.
Front up.
Okay. Well, before we hear Love Is, let me thank you both a lot for doing the concert. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much.
My guests have been Kate and Anna McGarrigle, and here they are to perform one last song for us.
Love is a shiny car. Love is a steel guitar. Love is a battle scar. Love is the morning star. Love is a 12-bar blue. Love is your blue suede shoes. Love is a heart abuse. Love is a mind confused.
That's Love Is, performed by Kate and Anna McGarrigle in our studio in 1993. Our Words and Music series will continue tomorrow.